It was a state-of-the-art spy plane that flew faster and higher and took crisper pictures than any of its predecessors. Now, the A-12, one of just nine in existence, has a new perch on the grounds of the CIA.
This agency is indeed proud to welcome this bird back home to its nest.
The A-12 was supposed to succeed the U-2 spy plane, flying missions deep into the Soviet Union. Its development grew more urgent in 1960 when Soviet air defenses shot down Francis Gary Powers' U-2. The CIA needed a plane that could fly fast and high enough to elude missiles. 78-year-old Ken Collins was one of 11 pilots chosen to fly the new top-secret aircraft.
You walk in there and you saw that black, beautiful machine. It was just amazing. It really was breathtaking.
But building the plane proved difficult, requiring innovative designs and technology to withstand the extreme heat and excessive speeds.
The risks assumed by the brave men who actually piloted the A-12 can't be overstated.
Five of the 15 planes crashed. Two pilots were killed. Collins experienced serious technical problems during a test flight.
It pitched up and went flat and sip and spin, and I punched downward.
Collins ejected before his plane crashed in the Utah desert. By the time the plane was ready, Soviet air defenses were so good that the A-12 was too vulnerable to attack. But the Vietnam War provided a new opportunity. The military needed intelligence on North Vietnamese air defenses and economic targets. North Vietnamese defenses were no match for the A-12.
We were tracked and they fired missiles at it, but they at 85,000 feet and 2,200 miles an hour, they didn't have much of a chance.
The A-12 flew its last three missions over North Korea, helping to locate the USS Pueblo, which the North Koreans had seized in 1968. Nearly 40 years later, Collins still misses the A-12.
Just a fantastic airplane, still is. Unfortunately, it's not flying now.
This is obviously a highlight of your career.
It was the highlight of my career.
Frederica Whitfield, CNN, Atlanta.